Philadelphia pro-life advocates rally during heatwave. Philadelphia, a sweltering Saturday with a heat index reaching 102 degrees Fahrenheit, didn't stop hundreds of human rights defenders from participating in a pro-life rally at Philadelphia's Independence Mall. Keynote speaker Pastor Jay Gilbert emphasized the rally's significance, stating, "At this critical juncture in our nation's history, we gather to stand united for the voiceless. Our march on Independence Mall is not just a demonstration, but a declaration of our unwavering commitment to protect and cherish every human life." The event marked the fourth annual March for Life and rally. Organized by the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia and sponsored by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Coalition, the day began with a mass followed by a spirited march ending with a rally at the Independence Mall Visitor Center. The event also featured an extensive collection of baby items, a precursor to Philly's biggest baby shower, set to take place on August 24. Tom Stevens, president and CEO of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia, expressed optimism despite the heat, telling the Epoch Times, "It's a hot day, but people show up because they need to shout and proclaim the truth. And we expect that people will be inspired." He said, "This is not a matter of mere politics, nor is it a game of winning or losing. Lives are hanging in the balance. This is a moral dilemma of life and death." Mr. Stevens highlighted personal stories of women who regret having an abortion and contrasted them with those who chose to have their baby. He said Pro-Life Union supports moms facing difficult circumstances, including by operating a maternity home and supporting families in need. "No child in the womb gets left behind, but moms need support, and if they're left behind, if they're fearing, if they're facing financial difficulties that they think caused them to have no choice, then we all suffer," he said. "We're doing everything we can to alleviate some of those problems that moms face." Human rights. Christine Flowers, an attorney and rally speaker, echoed these sentiments, emphasizing the sanctity of unborn life and advocating for legislative action to protect it. She said, "We're all human beings. And we're all entitled to dignity, regardless of whether I'm talking to you right now and you can see me, or I'm in the womb." Ms. Flowers celebrated the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade, viewing it as a step toward stronger protections for life. But she believes that the country needs to pass more laws to protect unborn children. "I absolutely believe that we need to eradicate abortion. And I think we do need laws to do that. But the way to do it is through the legislatures and not through judges who are not elected, and you have no accountability," Ms. Flowers said. Ms. Flowers was glad to see so many people join the rally to support the pro-life movement, saying she believes abortion to be one of the greatest human rights violations of this in any century. Lisa Eshelman, the director of programs and curriculum at Generation Life, shared her journey from pro-choice advocacy to becoming a passionate advocate for life among young people. She emphasized the importance of family support in shaping pro-life values amid societal pressures. Ms. Eshelman pointed out that many people, including herself, were touched by the pain experienced by women who have had abortions. "I do have a friend who suffered through an abortion a couple of years ago, and she has shared the pain that that's caused, the trauma that that's led to," she said. Ms. Eshelman travels to schools and delivers presentations about pro-life topics, fetal development, and the value of human life. "We get to talk about chastity and healthy relationships. And that all helps to bolster the message," she said. Ms. Eshelman said she is worried about younger girls finding ads for Planned Parenthood everywhere on social media, such as TikTok and Instagram. But she is optimistic about young people being pro-life. "We get to speak to thousands of students every year. And by and large, they're very receptive to the message when we share the truth of fetal development, the value of human life, the value that each one of those students has already been born," Ms. Eshelman said. "So, I hope we can raise the next pro-life generation." Martin Stanton, grandson of the founder of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia, spoke passionately about the inherent dignity of human life from conception. "Deserve the right of life, the right to live. It's a fundamental belief that every life is precious and beautiful. and we want to stand behind that belief, he said. Mr. Stanton said he believed people should value life and criticized abortion as a tragic loss, praising efforts to support mothers and babies in crisis. There are so many people who can't have a baby and are having difficulty conceiving, he said. And then, down the street, there's an abortion mill that is ready to take a baby and cut them to pieces, just for convenience. Just because that person wants. There are so many different reasons why somebody would have an abortion. But at the end of the day, that's a precious child of God, that's a precious human being. A nurse's perspective. Jean Fisher, a registered nurse, rejected the idea that abortion is healthcare, advocating instead for compassionate support for mothers and babies. At the end of the day, a healthcare professional does not end up killing someone, she said. Ms. Fisher pointed out the dangers and emotional toll that abortion takes on women. She said that giving birth is a natural process, whereas abortion is very unnatural and very dangerous. She said many young women who get abortions also lose any chance ever to have a baby again due to complications from the procedure. Court Rosholt, an activist from New Jersey, emphasized the importance of voting pro-life and actively supporting crisis pregnancy centers. He encouraged others to help mothers in crisis and the organizations that assist them. Your support can be a lifeline. There are crisis pregnancy centers all over Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and America, said Mr. Rosholt. Throughout the event, speakers and attendees alike were united in their commitment to protecting unborn life and supporting mothers facing difficult decisions. They voiced hope for a future where every child is welcomed and cherished, regardless of the circumstance.